Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, time to go. It's Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We actually have some Scotty's and Red Bull in the studio right now. We'll see how the rest of the show goes. To help us celebrate, our guy PFT Commenter joins us on the phone from Chi-Town. PFT, what up, man? Happy New Year.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year. I saw that you got some gumbo in the studio. You're very, very lucky.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for New Orleans and cannot wait to eat all the gumbo. I'm planning on eating. I'm going to try to eat gumbo twice a day for the entire time I'm there.
Well, you're a soup guy, so that's perfect for you.
I'm a soup guy, and then you can get in some fights if you start calling gumbo soup around the wrong people.
I'm not saying that, but yeah. I know you like liquid lunch.
No, but you're right. You're right. And I actually think if I put my mind to it, I could have 20 gumbos while I'm in New Orleans just for the Super Bowl. So that's my goal.
Go for it, man. And you can eat different gumbos. You do chicken and sausage gumbo, a duck and sausage gumbo. You get a seafood gumbo. Just a chicken plain one, okra.
Duck gumbo is solid. You know, yeah. I mean, some duck gumbo, that would hit the spot. Some shrimp gumbo. I'm going to eat every single gumbo. I'm going to be 90% gumbo by the time I'm done.
I like it. Well, since B-Mitch just made this, it is hot, it is fresh, it's very good. Would you like me to mail you some?
Oh, Lord.
No, that's okay, JP. JP and I have a history of mailing food.
So I know. You had those soggy sandwiches from the Masters.
I asked him to send me a pimento cheese sandwich in the mail one time, and JP, like the great guy that he is, actually did go to FedEx and put a cheese sandwich in the mail for me. Shockingly, it didn't keep, but it's okay. I had Nate there next to me, so I let Nate taste it.
Oh, boy.
Nate taste anything.
Talking with our friend, BFT Commenter here. Dude, I almost texted you this, and then I realized you were on the show today. Is your band playing Super Bowl week in New Orleans?
I don't think that we are. We don't have any plans for it right now. Okay. It could all change. That's all subject to change, and we're working through a few things. But, no, I don't think – as of right now, I plan on attending concerts while I'm in New Orleans.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Let's talk some football, dude. Commanders firmly in the playoffs, have a game this weekend against Dallas. Dan Quinn's been clear. He wants them locked and loaded on Dallas. The seeding matters. There's a lot to play for. They've already lost to Dallas this year. What do you want to see Washington versus the Cowboys?
All right, so I would like a win because if you're an Eagles fan listening to this right now, don't change the channel, but just turn the volume all the way down. If you're an Eagles fan, you're contractually obligated to me. It's a two-party consent, so I'm not giving you consent to listen to me right now if you're an Eagles fan. I would very much not like to play against the Eagles in the playoffs. So what I would like to see is a win, and then I would like to see a couple other things go our way. I've mapped out – I'm sure you've looked at the schedule for the playoffs and how things could shake out, but there is a world – however remote it might be, that we could have an NFC Championship game at the Fed. It's a possibility. It's very remote, but I think our ideal path would be to play maybe the Bucks the first round, and then see how the rest of it shakes out from there. It's still a very, very good chance of that happening. So I'd like to see a win against the Cowboys. Obviously, like to see a win. It would just mean a lot to, you know, be 4-2 in the division. Looks a lot better than 3-3. And I think I would like to see, obviously, no injuries. I would like to see some of the younger guys, some of the draft picks. I want to see a big game from Newton. How about that? I'd like to see him just wreck some shop in the middle of the field.
It's interesting to me. I've been thinking back to 2015. That was that year where Kirk had that comeback against Tampa, and then they kind of got hot down the stretch. They won the division. They weren't as good. They only went 9-7 that year. But they won the division in week 16 in Philly on day after Christmas, I think, and then went to Dallas for week 17. And I actually think Gruden handled that week 17 pretty well. They had already clinched the playoffs. They were already in as the division winner. But he started everybody. And Kirk came out on fire. I think Jordan Reed had two touchdowns early on. And then eventually he got to Colt and, like, you know, kind of let those guys sit. But I don't see a scenario where every starter, unless you're hurt, right? Like, Lattimore, no way are you playing him this week because you need him for the wild card. You're hoping you can get him for the wild card. If guys have an injury, fine, rest them. But don't just rest to rest, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is a game where it does matter if we win. Like, you would much rather play against the Bucs or the Rams than to go into Philadelphia. That's going to be a very tough environment. They're a very good team. I'm assuming that Hurts is going to be back by then. That's a whole other conversation. But, yeah, you want to win this game. It's not a meaningless game. So, yeah. Also, like, can you imagine in what world have we ever imagined the Commanders being 12-5 or 12-4? Right. Like, 12 wins. That's a great season. And it's kind of crazy because of all the people complaining about, you know, the playoffs being watered down. There would be a chance that a 12-win team would get left out of this playoffs.
That's crazy.
If we only had six teams in it. So, yeah, I mean, I want to see 12 wins. I think that, you know, obviously exceeds everybody's expectation. Probably good to get a little momentum going to the playoffs too. So, yeah, I would like to win this game.
I can understand people saying they would not like to play with the Eagles, this, that, and the other. But I just feel if this team is playing at their best, they can beat the Eagles and any other team out there. You know, I just look at it differently because eventually, if you're going to get to where you want to go, you got to beat that team anyway.
Yeah, you're going to play good teams in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. That's the reality of it. So it's a matter of when you play them. But I think as far as a matchup goes, I feel like the Bucs would be, you know, the best option that we had. And then that's the last time we won a playoff game was in Tampa. So maybe little shades of 2006. Obviously, you can't plan everything out perfectly, and crazy stuff is going to happen. You don't know how the games are going to shake out. But I feel like the NFL would put that game, a Philadelphia-Washington opening round matchup, that to me seems like that is screaming prime time. And going into Philly at night, that's going to be a tough environment.
Yeah, I'm curious how you rank them. I think the matchup I want to see most is Tampa. And I think Jaden opened the NFL season in Tampa against the Bucs. And I think this team and Jaden Daniels have improved so dramatically, I would just love to see that rematch. And that's not to say Baker's – what Tampa's doing right now is really good. I think Vita Vea is unbelievably good. Evans, like, they got serious talent down there. I don't understand. I'm curious what you think, dude. Why is McVay resting everybody? Like, it almost seems like McVay is actively seeking out the winner of Lions-Vikings instead of playing Washington. B thinks he's scared of Jaden.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why he's doing that, but I'll tell you this.
He's crazy, is why.
he's a little nuts. I would rather – yeah, the Bucs are – that's the team I would like to play the most. I put the Rams second. I'm not necessarily afraid of Matt Stafford right now. He hasn't looked good in this last month or so of the season. But I am afraid of what McVay will cook up in the playoffs. Like, if he, you know, focuses on one game – I feel like this is a dangerous guy. Like, he's liable to pull some crazy stuff on us that we will not see coming. And so I'm a little bit afraid of going up against him in the playoffs. But if it's the Rams, I would rather go against the Rams than the Eagles at this point. With the Bucs, it's interesting because you talked about Lattimore. Getting Lattimore back to that game would be absolutely massive because he's generally played very well against Mike Evans, who is a great player, one of the best receivers of all time. But Lattimore has been as good as anybody else.
It gives
NFL
him pure hell
against Mike Evans. Totally. So that would be huge for us. And you know, we got a guy at the office here, Stephen Che. He's a big Bucs fan.
Right.
That's my biggest concern about playing the Bucs is having to sit next to Stephen Che for 2.5 hours while he does his little first down signs in my face.
You work with a bunch of people that cool. you don't like their teams, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't like anybody's team, B. Mitch. I don't. Enjoy when I think it's a pretty like natural thing. You kind of enjoy it when your friends go through pain a little bit.
Yeah,
you like to see them suffer a little bit.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, there's some teams where I like their fan bases. The Bucks, I guess, are one of them, with the exception of Stephen Che. When he gets into Bucks mode, he is insufferable to be around. It is absolute torture. So I wouldn't be looking forward to that, but it's a small price to pay to get to avoid the Eagles in the first round.
Dude, it's funny. I kind of have no beef with the entire NFC South. Saints, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks. Like, yeah, they're cool. The fans are always nice. Like, the stadiums are okay. Yeah. They're nice cities. But obviously, that changes this week. B, what you, I don't know if you know this. One of the dudes on PFT's podcast, pardon my take for all those that are somehow unaware of that, is a huge Eagles fan.
Uh-huh.
And the videos from 2 weeks ago of PFT and Max are pretty epic because he immediately just started screaming like all these Eagles fans, oh, congratulations, you beat Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but they got to realize they've been beating backup quarterbacks for the last 15 years when it comes to this team.
Right.
What the hell are they talking about?
Right.
Yeah, listen, a win is a win. And Max doesn't have a great track record in the playoffs in terms of the teams that he roots for, but this would be an opening round game in the playoffs, and typically Philadelphia has done pretty good in those. So I would prefer to wait until the NFC Championship game to play against the Eagles because Philly's got a recent history of not doing so well in those types of games.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with our friend PFT commenter here on the Friday before Week 18. It's going to be fun and exciting, and I think regardless what happens this weekend, next weekend, how much – different does everything feel for you as a Commanders fan? Like, the world has been flipped upside down for people that root for the burgundy and gold in a good way.
Yeah.
It feels great, but with those expectations, now you have the room for disappointment, whereas, like, disappointment was kind of the norm. It was so regular to be disappointed that it didn't actually feel like disappointment. It just felt like same old, you know?
Yeah.
Like, going through it again. Now, at this point, it's like, okay, well, there's a little bit of pressure on here. I actually woke up this morning. I saw, or the first thing I saw, I don't know how it was on my timeline, but it was the graphic of all the quarterbacks that have thrown touchdown passes to Terry McLaurin through his career.
Wow.
And it just, like, looking at those names just brought me back to a very, very dark place. But it makes me thankful that hopefully this is, you know, the start of a very long, new, good era. I sometimes have to pinch myself because it's like, what planet are all these good things happening to us right now? But I think it's real. I think it's real. I think it's sustainable too. So listen, if we beat the Cowboys, getting a playoff win this year would be just unreal. I don't think that we necessarily have the team that can, you know, do something like go into Detroit and beat the Lions. I mean, crazy things happen in the NFL, but I don't know that our defense is quite on that level yet to be able to stop like a team like the Lions. But I think just going to the playoffs, winning a playoff game would be just so unbelievable for this season. But then, you know, once you're in, crazy things happen in the playoffs. Mm. You never know. The schedule might break your way. There might be some bad injury luck or something, things that we don't even anticipate happening where things work out in your favor. Maybe the defense just puts it all together. We get some good bounces, some important turnovers. Anything can happen. But I think if we get – my goal right now is get a playoff win. If we get a playoff win, then that's – as far as I'm concerned, this is a massive, massive success of the season.
Dude, they haven't won a playoff game since 2005. It was the 2005 season.
Long time ago.
Bro, it's almost 20 years. It's 20 years. What year is it? 2025?
But my thing is, if you look at the big picture, though, PFT, beginning of the season, they said this team who's rebuilding – new front office, new coaching staff, new quarterback, all these players coming in was going to be sitting 11-5, possibly 12-5 at the end of the season. Would you be happy with that?
I would be.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. Like, they are far and way above what any of us thought. And I know there are some people running around lying right now saying, well, I knew this all the while. No, you didn't.
Lying.
Nobody knew it. But I'm satisfied. How they've been, but I want more now. That's why I don't want them to just be satisfied to be where they are. I want them to kick down the damn door and move farther.
Yeah, Dane, I want to correct you on one minor point. Dan Quinn said we're not rebuilding, we're recalibrating.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
I mean, it was Adam Peters, one of the two of those.
Whatever
guys.
It was, based on what we've seen and what we saw was on the team after the season ended last year, that was a rebuild.
And also
you brought 30-something new players in. That's a damn rebuild.
This season should remind everybody that if you ever hear a coach tell you that it takes 4 or 5 years to rebuild a franchise, you should immediately stop listening to what that coach has.
Tell him, hey, coach, stop. You're lying.
Yeah.
honestly, one of the things, like, you know, in football, you got to rely. What can you rely on? What is their play with fourth and two, right? Like, having Jaden is what they can rely on. They run that QB counter. That's what they can rely on. The other thing I keep thinking about, and I pointed this out to Brian earlier, obviously they have the two Pro Bowl starters in Jaden and Terry McLaurin. Then they had 11 other players get some Pro Bowl nomination, whether it's, you know, first alternate to fifth alternate. They had guys get those accolades. Of those 13 players that got Pro Bowl honors, 10 of them are new this year. And I just think having Adam Peters run this operation is
can I ask you a question?
So damn different than anything we've been accustomed to.
How many we had last year?
I think zero.
Okay. Enough said.
I mean, Rebuild. Terry's made it. Jaron's made it. John's made it. Tress has made it. Revo made it.
Rebuild. But like,
the other part of the guys that have made it during the Rivera era, they were all Gruden picks. Like, the hole in personnel from those 4 years is pretty damn astounding.
Yep. And let me give a shout out to Tress Way too, because Tress he's like the forgotten man on this team right now, because we're not punting nearly as much as we have in the past. His punt against the Falcons, where he boomed that was like a 60-yarder, I think it was in the fourth quarter. That swung the field position. That was massive. So let's not forget about Tress Way. Still as consistent as ever.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely. And Revo too. Tress, PFT, I did want to ask you something here that Lamphill just brought to mind. Did you happen to see any of the photos of Brian Mitchell wearing the tutu because the Skins won 11 games?
Lamphill, that was supposed to be over with.
Yeah, I did see that, B. Mitch. It suited you. That's not your first time wearing a tutu, is it? I can tell.
That was my first time and my last. Why is it still landing here? I thought Steve was supposed to pick this up.
Now it's part of the decor in here. I have said I'll wear it. PFT, I'll say this for you too. Not even if they win it, but should they get to the Super Bowl this year?
If they get to the Super Bowl, it's a lot of things we might do.
Bro, I will wear just the tutu. Like, B-Mitch put the tutu on over his clothes. I will wear just the tutu.
JP, to be honest with
and
you.
And no drawers either. Nobody, so we'll see where the W
nobody
went.
Wants to see that.
Somebody does. Yeah. A lot of freaks out there.
No. Listen, if they win the Super Bowl, I'll wear a tutu for a year. Nonstop. It'll be great.
Hey, you and a lot of other people.
Yeah. I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, all bets are off. But whatever, we'll see what happens. PFT, man, we always appreciate you making time for us. Who you got winning college football natty?
Ooh, I think I got to go with Ohio State. I think that's the way
they look good, man.
Yesterday, it was like unstoppable. That offense, it's going to be tough for anybody to step in there and slow them down at all. I would like to see Penn State win it. I feel like that would be the funniest outcome, would be Penn State over Ohio State in the national championship. I think that would be just shocking to see, like, Ryan Day lose a big game to the guy that can't win a big game. So that's for the storylines. I think that's the funniest way to go. But I think if they can play even 80% of how they played earlier this week, I feel like Ohio State is going to be just about impossible to beat.
Ohio State looks...
They look good, man.
They finally have delivered on the, oh my God, this might be the most talented team in college football that we heard for a couple months. They're finally playing. This Ohio State team reminds me of that Cardale Jones team that just got super hot late and rolled everybody.
Yeah, what about I guess Notre Dame against Ohio State in the national championship? That would be the ultimate Ryan Day versus Lou Holtz showdown, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like we've
Notre
been building
Dame
up
looks
to that
really
for
good
years.
Too. And I feel like they're kind of under the radar. Riley Leonard, man, like they play physical football.
Yep. They do that.
They do. I just don't know that they can outscore Ohio State.
Yeah.
The offense doesn't look explosive enough. They can try to kill the clock and make it a rock fight, but I don't see maybe it could happen. You never know. But yeah, I got Ohio State.
I went to the Caps game last night. They lost to the Wild, but what they've done to rebuild that team on the fly and still have Ovi, I just my cap is off to the Caps right now. They're playing awesome.
They are pucking.
Yeah, and I went to go see them in Chicago when they played against the Blackhawks, and then I saw the Blackhawks at the Winter Classic on New Year's Eve. I have no idea how we lost to this team. The Winter Classic, it was a depressing place to be because it was like 26 degrees, rainy, snowy. You couldn't really see much of the ice because it's in a baseball stadium, so you can't see over the boards. And then all the Blackhawks fans all around me, it was so bad that they were getting into fights with each other. It was like guys that were yelling about why the team stunk, and then other guys that disagreed and thought that they stunk because of other reasons. They were fighting each other. It was a depressing place to be. So it makes me thankful that the Caps are once again somehow competitive. So looking forward to maybe seeing a little playoff action from them this year.
All right, next week we'll have to talk about Ron getting the Jets job, but we'll save that for another day.
Maybe the Bears. You never know.
Big Cat would. I have called that because it's the 40-year anniversary of the 85 Bears, and Ron played on it. I called that 2 years ago sitting in Ashburn that I bet Ron gets that job. For Big Cat's sake, I hope it doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't for his sake, too. Ron Rivera, very nice guy, but it does feel like the most Bears hire of all time, right? If you look at their history of coaches, type of personalities they like to hire, I feel that seems like they're going to have a hard time letting Ron Rivera out of that building.
I agree.
We'll see.
PFT, thank you for the time, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
All right, have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you, man.
PFT commenter, give him a follow on X or Instagram, wherever you find your social media. PFT is out there. We got Jeff Walker's hype song, 11:45.
Jeffrey.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Yo, today is January 3rd. So in either, depending how you do the math, 27 or 28 days, we're going to have this party at Tally Ho in Leesburg. 106.7 The Fan live. Me and B will be there. The Junks will be there. Grant and Danny will be there. Yo, did you know Cakes did a solo show this morning?
Yeah, JP, I do it a lot here.
You do it a lot?
Yeah, normally when you go, I don't want no help.
The Cluster Buster has changed that. It used to be we did a lot of solos. Now we get Toby.
I'd rather not have nobody, though.
I like Toby.
I could do it. Toby's good.
I like Toby.
That's why I did it with Toby. But I've done a lot of them.
Toby gets two thumbs up.
But you know, what you find out with the solo show, you have to really pace yourself. Because what you got to do is talk a little slower. And then what you do, like, Philadelphia taught me this. Everybody do a lot of shows by themselves up there.
Well, hell, at 980, before everything changed, weren't you doing solos every day?
Yeah. But but that was only 2 hours. That is four. So what you do, like when I filled in for Howard Eskin for 2 weeks, what you have to do? Phone lines open all day. Because if you start talking.
Well, in Philly,
and
too.
You take a call, they will spark, like, you know, the night before you do a show, you're always thinking about all these topics. And then the next day, you only remember half of them. But someone will call in and spark your mind to what you were thinking about. Or give you a new topic. And you just go on through it. So it's cool. But Casey did do a good job. He had some help.
You
know, Drab and Valdez helped him out. And White Mike was kicking it in, too.
Shout out to White Mike.
They did good.
But come out, hang out with all of us January 31st, Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg. Tickets are on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. I just got an updated look. I wanted to share this. The draft order, the Giants this weekend. All right, so you've got four teams that are 3-13. New England, Tennessee, Cleveland, and the Giants. Then you got a gang of teams. You got five teams that are 4-12. Jacksonville, Panthers, Jets, Raiders, Bears. Depending on what happens this weekend, I don't think anybody expects the Giants to beat the Eagles. But if they do, they could fall all the way.
If they sit everybody.
They're sitting Saquon.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
He is more of the reason that you're where you are than anybody else on that team.
Hurts isn't playing, right?
No, I don't think Hurts can play. But Hurts has not been the answer or the reason this year. Saquon has been the reason. And you don't want him to get hurt. But also it shows he's selfless. You know, he doesn't care about the record and all that type of stuff. When he played the Giants the first game, he had a chance to set the single-season rushing record and not let the young guys go out there and work.
Sirianni said it was his call to bench him. Saquon said he's good with it. I think he's good with it. Hurts isn't playing. I mean, if you're Philly, it's clearly all eyes on next weekend. The Giants, I think, will be a live dog in that thing, but the quarterback play has just been so inconsistent. Yeah. I know they were all doing victory laps last week because Drew Lock threw a couple touchdown passes. It's just the amount of fluctuation. Right now, the Jets would have the 7th pick, right?
Uh-huh.
If they lose and a couple other teams win, the Jets could get all the way up to number 2. If you're the Jets.
Who are they playing?
I think they're playing the Bills.
I say this. If you're the Jets.
No, they might be playing the Dolphins.
If you're the Jets and you want to win that game, you have to bench all your top-notch players.
Jets are playing the Dolphins.
Because if you put your top-notch players in, they're going to play.
Here's my question. If you're the Jets, are you drafting a quarterback? If you get into that top 5. If you get your shot at Ward or Sanders.
Yes.
You imagine, because, you know, like, Phil, Jesus. If you're the Jets and you got.
Was he just drinking the
it, game? It was a wild
visual. You like the boy. You could change up a whole story, can't you? You just took that from a damn drama to a murder mystery.
The Jets. Rodgers is under contract.
Yeah.
You're going to have a new coach that's going to try to wrangle all this. You imagine then throwing Dion, Coach Prime, Shador, the camera crew that follows them everywhere. You imagine them throwing there?
You think Dion is going to coach in the NFL this year? That's your thought?
No. No. But I think Dion will be involved.
Yeah, but Dion can have a camera crew follow him everywhere when he's in charge. He can't control that when he goes to the NFL.
Doug, you think?
Yes.
Whoever's coaching the Jets, let's.
Yes.
Who's going to be the?
The NFL is bigger than Deion Sanders.
Deion probably doesn't agree.
They'll shut that down.
I don't know, man.
They'll shut that down. You listen. I love what Deion does. But there's no damn way your son is going to be walking around with a camera on the NFL property like that. They're not letting that happen. HBO, they might let you. He better go get a job with HBO when they do Hard Knocks.
Dude, I don't know how to frame this wager, but I would be interested in a wager of the Shador Dion camera crew world. Wherever he lands.
To be honest with you, wherever Shador lands, he doesn't need a Dion camera crew. If he's good enough, the camera crews in the NFL will promote you.
I'd also rather have Cam Ward.
Hell, the NFL will promote you.
Did you see Milroe, the Bama quarterback, that is exceptionally athletically gifted, but just not the most accurate passer?
He needs to get him a passing coach and work with him the whole time once his season over now.
He just signed with Jalen Hurts' agent. Jalen Hurts' path to being a good. There was a great season. I would say he's a good quarterback now, is what Milroe has to follow.
I think Jalen Hurts was a better passer than Milroe was in college. I think Milroe has to take that next step to get to the passing. I think if people look at Lamar, what he's done this year, compared to what he did in his previous years as a passer, you got to figure that out. You got to work on that. It doesn't just happen. And I think all these guys in the league where you may have people, if they see promise in you as a quarterback, you need to improve the things that you have been short on to make sure you keep going forward. Because a lot of times, guys get drafted, guys get to the league, and guys stop working because they think job is done. No, job is just beginning.
Just beginning.
Yes.
And one of the things I like most about Jaden, he's getting better every day.
Yeah.
Every day he's working hard. And
he was considered a legitimate passer in the NFL, in college. He's gotten better at a level where he got people that are harder to compete against. So,
B. Mitch and Finley, when we return, Jeff Walker got a new hype song.
Hype it up, Jeff.
Oh, Stevie's here, and Stevie's dancing. Stevie, look at the stream, and you can see the tutu right behind me. That's why I want to leave it there. So the world knows. Right below the Prince poster. Next to the Tutty towel.
Yeah, JP going to be wearing that.
In Dallas. Nah, they got to get to the Super Bowl.
I'll wear it on
Bourbon Street.
I will wear
just the tutu on Bourbon Street. And I'll send a photo to landfill.
No, we don't need that.
For the first time ever, Jeff had his song ready a day early.
Wow.
I think he's just really motivated because of the playoff.
No, I just think he got push. It. Was made because it's the same one from last week.
No, it's not.
He just had to adjust some things.
Last week he didn't have one.
Yeah, well, I didn't have one at all.
No, he didn't have an engineer to just cut it. So he had it, so he just
you got to
was
cut
able
it.
To take that and make it into this week.
Cut it.
I know how that works.
Jeff, the floor is yours.
Well, B, you are absolutely wrong about that.
I'm right.
Because this song is summing up the season. It's wrapping up the season. We made it to the playoffs.
If you mention Gumbo, I'm going to believe it's a real song.
All right. I mean, I didn't mention Gumbo, but...
Hold on. You think this is a fake song that he made last week that he didn't have in time?
Yeah.
So you think this is the song, the engineer wasn't there, so he already wrote it, and now he's just using it. We're getting a sloppy second song?
No. Why would we do that? If... I would have had to rap about the Falcons last week. I didn't make that song last week.
Change up the names.
I didn't even mention the Cowboys, bro.
I think he legit just didn't do a song last week, but I think he made one this week for Dallas.
Oh, man. Leave me alone. I couldn't say the other thing. But the inspiration for this song is just the events that happened in the season, man.
Let's do it.
This is wrapping up the 24-25 regular season. And we still got some crank to come for the playoffs.
Let's crank it.
Let's go.
It's been a hell of a season. And I'm excited for the future that's coming. But I need to put the NFL on notice. Tell them, Washington, back up!
We up, we back. We up, we back.
Predicted at a few wins, but them boys been achieving. It's like they strapping up their gear and they playing with reason. Reviving life in the city, cause Lord know we need it. When they hired Dan Quinn, man, it was a lot of doubt. He put that hat on backwards, punched the haters in the mouth. Man, they talked about Cliff, said he was gonna fade out. Now we headed to the playoffs after a 4-year drought. Now let's talk about Jaden. Man, how can you hate him? The boy been ballin' since that pass against the Bengals. In the heat of the moment, I swear it don't faze him. He get back up and throw a touchdown, a laser.
We up, we back.
All right, so far this is really, really good.
We up, we back. We up, we back.
That's a wrap for our 2024-2025 regular season. Of course, we're going to have to crank for the playoffs. But to my Washington fans, we up, we back. Now, I know it's going to be a lot of crazy talk, a lot of crazy fans, because, you know, winning is bringing the haters out of the woodwork. But keep that left hand up. Get that left hand up. That left hand up. Keep that left hand up.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Truly fantastic.
That was hot.
I wrote down the line I liked the most. Put the hat on backwards and punched him in the mouth. Talking about Dan Quinn. I enjoyed that.
I walked over to the park yesterday, I got a bat. Dan gave all of us a bat, signed it. Anybody, anytime, anywhere.
That's dope.
It's burgundy with gold writing.
That's cool. Now, I do have to, I suppose, relay some information here. Matt Essig's in the building eating gumbo. There's a number of Matts involved. I think we can all say Mike Beasley is our friend. Is Bees your friend, Jeff?
Yep. Yes, Bees my dog.
Landfill? We're pro Bees on this program. White Brian hasn't met him. White Brian, you'd love him, okay?
He talks a lot, right, Brian? More than JP.
Played in the NBA.
Yeah. Who was so excited to meet him?
LaMelo. he thought it was Mike Beasley. That dude ain't Mike Beasley too, right?
Yeah, he was like
the dude
Mike
from
Beasley
D.C.
Coming.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But just so we're clear, I want to reiterate, Jeff, Bees is your friend. He's all of our friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Bees just texted me. That was definitely last week's song, LOL. There was no mention of Dallas.
Yeah, I didn't mention Dallas because we was wrapping up the season. We wasn't wrapping up the season last week.
We wasn't wrapping the season last week. I kind of got to get it with him.
But I don't know, Jim.
Jeff, but you know what, Jeff?
You can even hear it.
No, I'm going to say, Jeff. Jeff, we up, we back.
We up, we back.
Louis Scruggs next.